Welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves on a Tuesday night, Raglan Community Radio. My name is Kane, and tonight we are going to be listening to the new album from Lewis Cole. It was released on Thursday, I believe, last Thursday or last Wednesday, and we're going to listen to it in full. It's 17 tunes coming at you. The album is called Nothing, and the very first song, oh God, Ludovici Cole est Frigus. let's dive right in. Lewis Cole. Okay, well, interesting. So, Lewis Cole is primarily like a jazz, funk, kind of dance composer. That was the first track off his new album, Nothing. And I just realized that I'm logged in as the Raglan Community Radio Spotify, which is not premium. And so there are going to be ads. So I'm just quickly trying to log in to my own Spotify. If the system will let me. Oh, yes, here we go. Oh, smooth. You didn't even know it. So that was the first tune anyway. It's same as his band Noah with Genevieve Artadi opened the album with a short classical piece. It seems like he likes to do that. I'm going to find out about the album and we're going to talk about it. The cover has him as a, you know, godlike conductor in front of a field of stars with a huge big orchestra and band on stage in front of him. So I think we can expect a bit more of the orchestra stuff, probably some big band stuff. I'm going to comment as I go, and you're going to be entertained by the next song called Things Will Fall Apart.
We'll be right back. right, let's move on.
Let's not. Let's just stay here for 1 second. That was Life from Lewis Cole off of his brand new album, Nothing. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and we are doing a full listen through to the new album, Nothing, from Lewis Cole, on the show. And it's pretty epic. I mean, look, full disclosure, I've heard most of it. I wasn't going to wait. But I'm hearing it, you know, kind of diving into it a bit deeper and thinking about it a bit more carefully now. And that last tune, Life, with the horror strings and the funky drums, there's something, I don't know if anyone listening can immediately recognize the type of chord that Lewis uses at the end of that tune, but he does it in another one of his tunes for Noah, and I absolutely love it. It's got an amazing feel to it. So I've actually found Lewis Cole's Bandcamp page, and the album on the Bandcamp page has a gigantic write-up from his record label, Brainfeeder Records. And so I thought that we could learn a little bit about the record while we're listening to it in between some songs. So I'm not going to read the entire thing in one hit because it's epic, but maybe, you know, we'll play a few songs, read a little bit of this description, and then play a few more. So this is from his Bandcamp, so from the Nothing page on his Bandcamp. Many still see Lewis Cole foremost as a drummer. Nothing, Lewis Cole's fifth album and his third on Brainfeeder, released on the 9th of August 2024, is bound to change that impression. Collaborating with the Metropole Orchestre and Jules Buckley, he rejected the well-trodden path to orchestral renditions of his greatest hits and instead opted to compose a suite of brand new music for this project, bigger, bolder, and more expansive than ever. Yes, there are nods to his Grammy-nominated 2022 album, Quality Over Opinion, nice drop there, but 15 of the 17 tracks included here are brand new. This is jazz, this is classical music, it's got that funk. You'll hear synths and loops, you'll hear a band and live drumming. There's world-class orchestra playing. Some pieces are ultra-concise, whereas the sprawling Doesn't Matter surpasses the 10-minute mark. To Cole, jazz has always been the one place where you can really let go of all expectations. On Nothing, he is putting the music where his mouth is. Wow. Okay. Some pretty epic claims there, and let's just dive straight back into it. We're going to hear two more tracks. The first is It All Passes.
Ralph's lighting is bright, reflecting her face. Each joke is a brick, looking different than her peaks.
All right, that was Cruising for P, which maybe means something different to Lewis Cole than it does to us. But what a tune. Had a really cool kind of vibe. Before that, it was All It Passes. So a bit of a kind of strange blend so far through this record. If you've just joined us, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and we are listening to the brand new album from Lewis Cole, which is titled Nothing. And we're doing a full listen through with commentary, and we're learning about the album as we go. And so we just heard a bit about what, you know, about what the album is. So I'm just going to pick up on the, you know, description on the Bandcamp. So the Metropoli Orchest, which I guess is the orchestra that he's playing with, proved to be the ideal partner for this endeavor. Over the course of its 80-year history, it has worked with legends like Ella Fitzgerald, Pat Metheny, and Herbie Hancock. Exactly the kind of border-crossing mentality Cole was looking for. Add into the equation the conductor, arranger, curator, and composer Jules Buckley. Okay, so Jules Buckley is credited on all of these songs, as well as the Metropoli Orchestra. So he's obviously the conductor, they're a package deal, and this really is a triple threat of epic proportions. Buckley is a unique and rare breed of artist, a Grammy winner who has redefined the rulebook of orchestral music and the role of a conductor. Together, the ensemble embarked on a multi-date sold-out tour through Europe with the 50-piece orchestra, Cole's band, as well as guest stars like his longtime creative partner Genevieve Attardi. With the exception of a few vocal re-recordings and instrumental overdubs, everything you'll hear on Nothing was culled from these ecstatic live dates. This does read quite PR kind of vibe, but that's pretty cool. So he hooked up with an orchestra. He wrote a bunch of songs, hooked up with an orchestra and a main conductor, and then went touring through Europe with this orchestra, recorded the whole thing, got home, did a few overdubs, and then called that his record. Okay, so back to the description on Bandcamp. This is remarkable because almost until the very end, Nothing was not actually an album. It was a collaboration, a series of concerts, a crossover between two worlds. Cole had been eagerly waiting for an opportunity like this for years. His father had been a big classical music fan, and as a kid, he'd absorbed a lot of that. Once he got the call to work on a project involving an orchestra, he instantly, quote, went hard, end quote, with the writing. The finished recording encompasses 17 tracks and stretches across more than an hour of music, and still a few more tracks had to be left on the cutting room floor. Wow. So, I mean, my show is only an hour long with all of this talking. We might be sneaking into Ress's show again, but no one cares. So, this next tune is called A Pill in the Sea. Yeah, here we go. We'll be right back. Not really sure how the extreme dynamics of this record are translating to radio, but hopefully you can hear what's happening there. That was the title track off the album Nothing by Lewis Cole, and recorded live. Really nice, and you could hear the, you know, kind of audience sort of shuffling around a bit at the end there. Yeah, super nice touch. Before that was a song called A Pill in the Sea, which had a bit more of an upbeat vibe. It's quite eclectic, this record. It's a nice mix of kind of funk grooves, a bit of jazz, and classical orchestra. Really cool. So we're going to continue reading the Bandcamp description of the record. We've just heard about how he hooked up with the orchestra and the conductor and went on a big tour and recorded everything and then did some overdubs when he got home. So Cole was looking for something very specific. The challenge was to create music that had a deep emotional impact while also being really simple and straightforward. Already at the earliest stages of his orchestral ambitions, he had tried and failed to achieve this ideal. It would remain an obsession for years. Even when Nothing was still a live project, it didn't seem like he would be able to pull it off. And then at the very last minute, Lewis decided to give it one more go. One night, he sat down at the keyboard and instantly realized this is it. He struck on the ideas and themes which would become the pivotal title track of the album. Just as with many of the orchestral pieces, there was a clear vision of the feeling and the sound he was looking for. For Ludovici Cole Est Frigis, he based everything on a 30 to 40 chord progression at a pace of one chord at a time. And then he went back with the pencil tool and logic, finding and weaving together little melodies. It was a slow, assiduous process, but I don't know what assiduous means, but working with an outside arranger was never an option. Quote, it was the only way I was ever going to be happy with the results. This is my pure vision. It doesn't get blended in or mixed with anyone else's. End quote. There's one more paragraph to read from that, but we're going to save it. And we're going to listen to some more of the album with Who Cares, number one, and Who Cares, number two. Yeah, that was sick. Okay, so I'm really digging the like horror movie vibes of some of these tracks. That's maybe the third time there's been like a kind of horror movie strings reference with the big band, kind of super heavy. That sounds really cool. That was Who Cares 1 and 2. The dynamics on this record are messed up. Hold on a sec. I'm kind of trying to control the levels as I'm speaking as well. I don't know what sort of mastering job happened on this, but it's all over the show. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane. This is Raglan Community Radio on Tuesday, the 13th of August. And we are listening to Nothing from Lewis Cole, released last week. We're not going to have time to listen to the entire record, unfortunately. It is 1 hour and 7 minutes long, and the show is only 1 hour. So we're going to listen to a bunch more, and we're probably going to skip the 11-minute song that he's got here called Doesn't Matter. Who cares? Doesn't matter. You know, Lewis Cole. Anyway, well, let's get on with it. This song is called Wizard Funk, and then after that is going to be a song called Weird Moments.
Through me, sailing across the sea of heat, you can't deny that the divine this is singing songs, it's ass slaps, stairwell reverberating on. Girl, I don't care, just be even with the air. We'll be right back.
That was High Five from Lewis Cole off of his album Nothing. And before that was Weird Moments. This whole album is kind of a weird moment, to be honest. There's maybe one, two, three, four and a half songs so far that I'm actually kind of into. The rest kind of seems quite meandering, which isn't, I guess, too uncommon for Lewis Cole. But yeah, it's not really what I was expecting. Quite a lot of just sort of not aimless is the wrong word, but kind of gentle orchestral dabblings. Doesn't seem to have much conviction. Anyway, we're going to end the Bandcamp, the Extreme PR Bandcamp write-up, and it goes like this. Having already written and arranged the suite, Cole is also very proud of the mixing, an epic task in his own right. Okay, so he mixed it. For a full 9 months... 9 months, dude! For a full 9 months, he selected the best takes, tweaking the sonic balance and adjusting frequencies. Well, yeah, that's what mixing is. Okay, I don't know who wrote this, but it's ridiculous. For a full 9 months, he selected the best takes, tweaked the sonic balance, and adjusted frequencies until the orchestral parts really shone. Quote, I was sad when the mixing was over, he laughs. Sometimes when I'm mixing my own solo stuff, I'll feel like a song needs a little magical dust, but mixing an entire orchestra and your own rhythm section, there's so much human energy. You don't have to add any magic. It was there the whole time. End quote. And that's the end of the write-up. Okay, so a little bit cringy kind of with the write-up. So obviously the record label's gotten someone to do that. But Lewis isn't cringe. He's an exceptional talent and an awesome creative dude. He's actually cancelled all the Noah tour and the Clowncore tour. Oh, shit, there's a band we should do, Clowncore. But I think he's a bit sick. Something's happened to Lewis. So get well, Lewis Cole. We're going to listen to a few more tracks. We haven't got a whole lot of time left. So we're going to listen to the next two, and then we might call it. See how I feel. This next song is called These Dreams Are Killing Me. And then we'll come back for Shallow Laughter, colon, Bitches. Here's These Dreams Are Killing Me. That was Shallow Laughter, colon Bitches, the orchestral version. Virgin, the orchestral version. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and this is a show that explores interesting subgenres, interesting artists that maybe aren't super popular but have had a huge effect. And every now and then I just do whatever. Oh, it's 8:35. I just do whatever the fuck I want and play an artist or play an album. And this week it was Nothing from Lewis Cole, which is brand new, came out last week. And overall, I mean, look, we've listened to 14 of the 17 tracks. And I got to say, I'm into about half of it. It sounded pretty cool. The other half I could take or leave. Kind of didn't do a whole bunch for me. But hey, 50% hit rate on a record is pretty strong. And we've still got 3 tracks to go. Unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight for this show. But potentially, I'll throw some of these last songs on another episode, another night. So yeah, I'm going to leave you with one more tune. It's called You Belonged. It's the last song off the album. I'm skipping a song called Let It Happen, an orchestral version, and a song called Doesn't Matter, which is 11 minutes long. So pretty epic. So yeah, I don't know if you enjoyed that. Let me know. Get in touch, maybe. I don't know. There's no way to get in touch. Or just tune in next week for some more absolute randomness and craziness and some badass music. This is You Belonged from Lewis Cole off the album Nothing. Good night.